And so the terrified people are beginning to think of us and not the vampires as the problem. Spain, where we live, is one of the few nations that has not signed a treaty with the cursed ones. Spaniards have been proud of us, calling on us to save their cities and villages from the vampires that brutalize them. But people on the streets have begun to mock us. They call us pulgas, fleas, a nuisance, an irritant. If the resistance fighters like us lose the trust of humanity, we lose everything. The hunters of Salamanca need a victory, something that can make everyone feel like there's hope. We need it for the people looking to us for salvation. We need it for ourselves, to remind us that we can fight and win together as a team. And I need it for myself, so I can be the leader that we so desperately need. My fighting partner, Antonio de la Cruz, says that I need to have faith. I have no idea how he can say that after all that's happened to us and to him. I wish I could have faith. But in this world, faith, like hope, is in very short supply. From the Diary of Jen Leitner, Discovered in the Ashes. Pamplona, Spain. Team Salamanca. Jen and Antonio, Sky and Holgar, and Jamie and Errico.
"Where's our contact?"
Antonio wondered as he searched the shadows of the narrow brick alley, detecting shapes and movements only his crimson eyes could see. He spotted a few rats pillaging among the garbage cans and a big black cat stalking them. The rats squeaked warnings to one another, but none of them ran away. They were used to cats and humans. And vampires. Then suddenly the rats squealed and screamed. At the same instant, the cat stiffened and yowled, then flashed past Antonio. Antonio saw what had frightened the creatures of the night. At the other end of the alley, Holgar Vibard stood silhouetted in his bomber jacket and jeans beneath a watery street lamp. The Danish werewolf chuffed low in his throat, a greeting tinged with wariness. Holgar must be thinking the same thing as his vampire counterpart.
"The local resistance has failed to show for our meeting. Has something else gone wrong?"
Antonio crossed himself. Black cat, bad luck. He'd grown up in a small village in the Spanish countryside in the 1930s, when faith and superstition had been more tightly bound. The absence of Moncho was another very bad omen. It was 10 o'clock at night in Pamplona, and Antonio smelled vampires everywhere. Of all the cursed ones, the scent of death lingered most lightly on Antonio himself, or so Holgar said. Being a werewolf, Holgar had a highly developed sense of smell, better even than a cursed one. Ever since Antonio's escape from his sire in 1942, he had never been tempted to return to the vampire fold. His loyalties lay with humanity, hopeless though their cause might be. His love, though intended for God alone, lay with the girl walking beside him. She was Jen Leitner, the leader of their vampire-hunting team, for whose sake he had kept vigil every night for more than 2 years, and whose sister he had sworn to save from the stake. Heather Leitner had been changed into a vampire by their enemy, Aurora Abregón, and for the last 2 weeks, Antonio had been attempting to reawaken Heather's humanity, if indeed it was still there. He was beginning to have his doubts.
"Aye, Jen, you're so beautiful tonight,"
he thought, admiring the tangles of dark red hair escaping from the black knit cap that gently brushed Jen's jawline. Petite, deceptively delicate in appearance, she could hold her own if a band of cursed ones came calling. Still, every protective instinct within him remained on high alert. During her 2 years of training at the Academia Sagrado Corazón contra los Malditos, the Sacred Heart Academy against the Cursed Ones, he had looked out for her. Now he served as her unofficial bodyguard, though none knew it. Antonio had been born in a time when men fought the battles and women preserved everything worth fighting for. Traditions, culture, children. There were so many things he couldn't give Jen, and it made him feel powerless and ashamed. The least he could do was offer his own life in place of hers, should such a moment arise.